Yeah, my name's Dr. Sarah Reid of the School of Arts, English and Drama at Loughborough University. So we've come here today to have a go at making a surfeit water, which was a popular cure throughout the 17th century. It was an aid to digestion, so it might be useful for people who've overindulged on Christmas Day and had a big meal before you prepare for your evening festivities, perhaps. So we've come here today to the Old Rectory Museum in Loughborough to have a go at making a surfeit water, which is basically a digestive aid which people use after a big meal to remove bloating and other uncomfortable feelings after eating a big Christmas meal. The recipe we're going to use today is from a book which was published in 1694 by a physician called John Petchy. The recipe exists in various forms in manuscripts throughout the 16th and 17th century. They're all variations on a theme, so we picked this one as quite typical and one that can be made with ingredients you can find today, which isn't the case with all recipes. So, for example, one manuscript cure suggests using ambergris and musk, which we're not going to be able to get hold of very easily. So taking a digestive is still done today, isn't it? If you go to a restaurant at the end of a big four-course meal, you'll be asked if you'd like a cognac or something like that. And they do exactly the same function, and they're just to settle your tummy at the end of a meal. So it's a similar sort of thing, but this is a slightly more medicinal version using some herbs and spices which are known to help digestion and remove bloating. So for this particular recipe, you need some brandy as your base. So a lot of them use any strong alcohol, but brandy crops up quite often as one of the most often ones that people tend to use. So you need some brandy. It did say that you would need some poppy leaves, and that's just for colour. So we're going to cheat today and use a red food colouring, because that's literally all the poppy leaves were doing in this recipe. And it just says it's important to get it to be a deep red colour. And I think that's because we associate things that are dark red with being medicine rather than just being a drink. So we've got some rose water, some rose syrup, we've got some cloves and some nutmeg, both of which were well known to aid digestion. We've got some freshly chopped ginger and some cinnamon sticks. And also what I like about this recipe is that the doctor says at the end of it, you can add some sugar if you want to, as much as you think is fit. So you assemble all your ingredients in a kilner jar, something with a seal on it. So you pour in the brandy, then you... So to make this surfeit water up, you place your brandy into a sealed jar, something like a kilner jar. You add all the other ingredients in, and then you shake it, and you leave it sealed and shake it morning and evening for a week to 10 days, after which time it should have developed its really dark red colour and be quite syrupy, and then it's good to go. So after you've added all your ingredients, you leave it in the jar for 10 days, shaking it morning and night, after which time you filter it. It would have been done through a muslin cloth, but we're going to have a go through a coffee filter. And then once you've filtered it, you can decant it into little bottles, and it's good to go.